Do you by any chance find yourself sleeping in this pose, the pose you'll watch in a second? If yes, then it may be related to your experience of surviving narcissistic abuse. Do you find yourself sleeping in this pose or state as a survivor of narcissistic abuse? Do you notice your hands doing like this, doing the dinosaur pose, the T-Rex pose? If yes, then your experience may be related to the stress you have endured in the narcissistic relationship, and this may be a neurologic soft sign trying to show us that your nervous system is overwhelmed. Let's find out more in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today in this episode, we are going to understand why you do the dinosaur pose or the T-Rex pose when sleeping. If that sounds interesting and you are eager to learn more, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always say and request, your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. This episode is in continuation of the series that I'm doing on narcissistic abuse trauma and how it manifests in your body. Today we are going to talk about the defense positions you take while sleeping. In a narcissistic relationship, you are left defenseless psychologically as well as physically. So you have to do whatever possible to give you that sense of to give yourself a sense of control and safety. And making the dinosaur pose or twisting your hands like this, putting them around your chest and your abdomen, is a way of self-soothing. Telling yourself, I can feel safe because my hands are guarding my vital organs while I take some rest. Sleeping in this pose can also be a neurologic soft sign showing us that your nervous system is stuck in a trauma response of fight, flight, or that it's extremely overwhelmed. And now this twisting of hands is a self-soothing activity, which is why a link has been found between autism, ADHD, and the dinosaur pose. In ADHD and autism, basically neurodivergence, the mind is, the nervous system is differently built and it gets overwhelmed in different phase. So such individuals do stemming or activities that bring in calmness. This is supposed to be one of those activities. If we just talk about narcissistic abuse trauma and the T-Rex pose in the context of psychological stress, just understand that this is one of your ways your body expresses how much stressed and overwhelmed you feel. Why is it important for us to acknowledge this and to talk about this? Because many people think, oh, they are ill, their behavior is weird, or they normalize these things because they do not understand what the root cause is. They go to the doctor and the doctor laughs it off or says, oh, it's a simple thing, just don't be worried about that. But this remains unaddressed. Over time, if you tend to sleep in this pose, these muscles weaken, the nerves inside weaken, which sometimes also leads to the development of carpal tunnel syndrome. Sleeping in this pose, as soothing as it may be temporarily, can also lead to the pain upon waking up because the blood supply is constricted and there is this extreme unconscious continuous pressure on these muscles. Because think about this, your hands are not supposed to be this way when sleeping, they're supposed to be relaxed. But because of this defense position, an extra layer of pressure is built and an overwhelming demand is created on your hands to create some kind of psychological sense of safety, and then that comes at a cost, at the expense of your hands. You may start developing different forms of unsettling sensations, numbing sensations, pins and needles, and all the different sensations that make it quite uncomfortable for you to be in your hands. Before we talk about the next defense position many survivors of narcissistic abuse sleep in, I'm curious to know about your experiences. Do you sleep in this state? Do you do this with your arms, or have you done this in the past? If yes, drop your answers in the comments below. And also try to share what helped you to overcome this, if you have overcome this already. Because who knows, your answers and experiences might end up helping so many survivors in their healing journey. Another position of defense or neurologic soft sign is clenched hands, fists like this closer to your chest or like crossed. When your hands start doing this, it's a clear sign that your body does not feel safe at all. If you already have left the narcissist and you're still doing this, that means there is trauma stored in your body. This is a procedural memory. What does that mean? It just means that your hands remember to do this as a way of protecting you. Like you know how to ride a bicycle. If I were to ask you, go ride a bicycle, what would you do? You won't think of making the process happen. You know it already. It's in your body. You jump on, you do the pedaling, and there you go. The same way, when it comes to keeping yourself safe and secure, your body has a procedural memory in action which is backed up by your neural pathways in the brain. And that's why it takes time for these things to heal. So when your hands go like this, it clearly shows us your nervous system is stuck. Sometimes T-Rex pose, the dinosaur pose, and the clenched hands may go along with the clenched jaw, tightened teeth. Why? Because your entire body is frozen, ready for the attack. It's like you are out in the jungle. Anytime any beast can attack you, and you have to be in that position of running away and running as fast as you can. That's what your primitive brain is perceiving in the environment where the narcissist is present as well. And even after leaving the narcissist, as I was saying earlier, this procedural memory remains with you. Now in a minute, we'll talk about how to unlock your body, how to release these traumas, and how to sleep peacefully. The suggestions that I'm about to give may not work if you have ADHD, or if this is caused by ADHD or autism. That's an entirely different thing. This is applicable only in the context of psychological and neurological stress, which leads to this. So the first thing that I'll say, and I have said it again and again in different episodes, you need to learn how to do the relaxation of your body properly. Today, I would like to introduce you to something called progressive muscle relaxation. Progressive muscle relaxation is a technique through which you relax and regulate different muscular groups in your body. You can start from your feet or your head. What do you have to do in this technique? You can tighten up a muscular group at once. For example, if I tighten up my feet and my lower legs at once, I'll count from 1 to 5, keep them tight. On the 5, I'll release those muscles fully as deeply as I can. Then I'll count from 1 to 5 again while staying relaxed to notice the different relaxing, soothing sensations in there. Then I'll do once more. I'll tense them up for next 5 seconds and repeat the cycle. Relax them for next 5 seconds. I'll do it twice all over my body, starting from my feet or my head, wherever your starting point may be, and I'll do that with my hands as well. This will slowly lead to deep nervous system regulation. If you want to learn more about progressive muscle relaxation, you can do your research on YouTube and you'll find a ton of meditations and videos on how to do it. But the idea is to unlock these wrists, unlock these hands. You can do the intentional shaking. It's a technique we do in somatic experiencing, you know. You just shake off the trauma. Slowly, gently, find your rhythm, but shake off the trauma. And before going to sleep, put your hands sideways because your procedural memory is like this or this. Do the opposite. Tell yourself, I'm safe to sleep in this position, to keep my chest and my abdomen open. It's totally okay. Do this intentional regulation, and slowly over time, with practice, you will notice a significant shift happening in how your body lets go of these defense positions and how it feels calm. Let's bring this episode to an end. Thank you so much for watching. And before I let you go, here is an exciting news for you. Within a couple of weeks, we'll be launching our membership, Heal After Narcissistic Abuse, and this is going to be a monthly or yearly membership filled with a ton of resources, support, and a chance for all of you to come together and give it a sense of community. I am all excited because this is a really big project, and I invite all of you to join me. Stay tuned because a lot of updates are coming your way. Thank you so much for being here today. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, as always, let the healing begin and continue.